Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Beis, and yesterday we finished with the story of Titus, where he died and his ashes were spread on the seven seas. And the Gemara continues, Unklus Baklinkus, Ba'achte de Titus, Unklus, who's the son of Klinikus, who is the son of the sister of Titus, meaning the nephew of Titus, and the Gros Gurus over here, Unklus Ba'unklus, Ba'achte de Drinus, have a Boyle Gure, he wanted to become a Ger, Ozl Askel Titus Benegida, and through Kishif, through the process of Oiv, he was able to bring Titus, and he was able to speak to Titus, a Malay, so Unklus said to Titus, Man Choshev Ahu Alma, who is Choshev in Olam Haba, a Malay, Titus responded, Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael are most Choshev, so Unklus said, Malud Bukubu, should I become a Ger, a Malay, Titus responded, Milayu Nefishin, there are so many mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael have, Zil Vloy Matzis Lekimunil, and you won't be able to be Makayim them, Zil Igribu, I'll give you a better Eitzah, you should go and you should incite them, and you should fight with them, Bahu Alma, in this world, in Olam Hazeh, Bahavis Reisha, and you'll automatically become someone that's Choshev, at least in Olam Hazeh. And he brought a riot from a pasuk in Iyov, Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Hayu Tzareh al-Rosh, that the enemies became leaders. And we learn, Kalamitzi Yisrael Nasir Rosh, that anyone that bothers and chepes Klal Yisrael, they will at least become leaders by Olam Hazeh. And even though if you become a Jew, you won't be a leader in Olam Haba for the Yidden, because it's so hard to keep the mitzvahs, but at least you could be a leader in Olam Hazeh. And Omalei, so Unkla said to his uncle Titus, Dinin de Haglavra b'mai, L'maisa, what is my downside by chepping Klal Yisrael? And even if I'll be a leader in Olam Hazeh, but the mice, I'll have major downside in Olam Haba, or Malay. So Titus responded, and we continue on Daf Nun Zayin Amrav, with my dead posik and nafshei, that I'm getting the same thing that I paskin for myself, as I said, they should burn my ashes, and they should spread my ashes on the seven seas. So kol yoyim and mitlashay lekit me, every single day they gather together my ashes, vidainle, and they judge me, vikole, and then they burn up my body again, umivadru ashev yami, and they spread me out on the seven seas once again. Ozo askel abilim medegida. So then Unklus went, and he brought Bilam up, and once again, Amalei, Unklus said to Bilam, Man Choshev Ahu Alma, who is Choshev in Olam Haba? Amalei, Bilam responded, Yisrael. So Unklus asked, Ma Lev Duke Behu, should I become a Ger? Amalei, Bilam responded, Leisidra Shleimam V'Tavasam, Kali Mechla Olam. He quoted a pasuk in Kiseitse that is talking about the Issa for Bnei Yisrael to have dealings with Amon and Moav, and he used it as a play in words, and he said they shouldn't be derish to Shalom of Klal Yisrael or their goodness for your entire days. Amalei, Dinin Haugav B'mai. So Unklus asked Bilam, so what was your judgment on Olam Haba? On Malay, Bilam said, "B'shich v'zera v'seches." Instead of burning Gehenim, they're burning me up with very hot shich v'zera. And Rashi says, "Mida k'negem mida." Yabat Sosai, because of his etza, hischel am lizdeisel b'neis Moav. The Klal Yisrael was mizana with the daughters of Moav. And the Mashar says that Bilam was ba'al chamor as well, and therefore, based on a mida k'negem mida, he would need them b'shich v'zera v'seches. And the Gemara continues, "Azal aska b'negida l'paishi Yisrael." So Unklus went to bring up the paishi Yisrael and the original gersa that was taken out by the censor. That Unklus brought up Yeshua Noiti, and once again Amalei Man Choshev Ahu Alma Amalei Yisrael, and he asked Ma'alad Bukabu, should I become a Ger? Amalei Tevasim Dreish Rasim Leisidreish. You should be Derish that Teva, and you should not go do anything bad and do not harm them. As if you do anything that harms them, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you damage the pupil of his eye, as Klal Yisrael is the apple of his eye. And the Mashmar explains that since we know that Oyel Shel Oylem refers to Bnei Yisrael, so since you're blind in the world, therefore it's considered as if you're blind. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kedeg and Mida, will take care of you as well. Amalei, Din HaGavu B'mai, what is your din in Olam Haba? Amalei, B'tzayu Reiseches, that I'm being judged with very hot excrement. Amamah, Kalamal, Gativri Chachamim, anyone that is loyig on the words of Chachamim, and they are apikarsim, need the B'tzayu Reiseches, and of course, Yeshua Naitzi was Mal Gativri Chachamim. And the Gemara points out, Tochazi, Ma Bein Peshi Yisrael, in the view of Umisar Ilam, Ibde Ave Dezara. Let's see the difference between Peshi Yisrael, Yeshua Naitzi, who Lamaisa has the Pintel Yid, and Lamais has an Neshama, to Bilam, who was of the Nevi'i Umas Olam, and he was Oved Avid Zara. As Lamais, all the Umas Olam Oved Avid Zara, they told Unklus not to get involved with Klal Yisrael, not to become a Ger. However, Yeshu did give good advice, and he told Unklus to become a Ger. And the Gemara now goes back to the beginning of the story of Bar Kamtza, Tani, we learned to the Braisa, Amra Belaza, Bayre'e, Kama Gedela, Koycha Shabusha, come and see how great is the Koych of embarrassment. Shari'e, Sayyar Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Bar Kamtza, that because Bar Kamtza was embarrassed in public, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Sizat Nishmaya, V'chus Beisai, V'sar V'sicholoi, and his plan worked, and he was able to cause the destruction of Beis HaMikdash and burning of the Heichal. And of course, there was great Sizat Nishmaya involved, as all the stars had to align, because Rav Chaya ben Kavutal had to make a mistake and didn't allow him to bring a carbon and didn't kill him. And the Chum also listened to Rav Chaya ben Kavutal, and of course, if they didn't listen, then this wouldn't have happened. And the Gemara continues, Atanagil Batangal Dil Chor Tumalka, we said before, based on Hen and Rustar, there was the destruction of of Torah Malka, which is the Har HaMelech. And the Gemara tells us, there was a minute, ki havi mafki chasana v'kalosa, when a chasana and kala would go after the chuppah, mafki kamayo, tanagoyle v'tanagolta, they would first have a hen and rooster walk in front of them, klima, and this was a simon, puruvu, ketanagoylem, you should be fruitful and multiply, just like tanagoylem. And we know that chickens lay eggs every single day, and therefore the bracha puruvu was very strong by tanagoylem. And yom echad, there was one day, have a kachol of gunda de Ramai, a battalion of Roman soldiers were passing by the area of Torah Malka, Shaklidim and Nau, they took this Tanagol and Tanagoto away from Klal Yisrael, and the people that lived in Shvar Malka were very upset about this, and Naflo Layu Mechinu, and they went and fought against this battalion of Roman soldiers, Asu Amrulei L'Kesa. So the Roman soldiers went and told the Kesa that this is what happened, and Mardu B'chol Yehudai, and the Jews are rebelling against you, Asu Layu, and because of this, they sent Roman soldiers against Klal Yisrael in Torah Malka. And the Gemara continues this story, there was a person that was from the south that was in the area of Shvar Malka, that he was so strong that he was able to jump for a mill and he was able to kill Roman soldiers. Shaklik Kesel Tage, and the Caesar was scared of this person, so he took his crown and he placed it on the ground, showing that he was machni himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen. He said, that I can understand if I lose this war, however, make sure that I don't lose this war and don't fall to one person, as that would be a major catastrophe and a major bizarrein. And while the Caesar of Rome said a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually Pume LeBadrema, Badrema actually said something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, based on the Pasuk Tillim, Haloi Ata Oloi Kim Zanachtanu, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu have forsaken me, V'loi Seitzi Elokim Mitzvaseinu, and we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come together with us and fight a war with our army. And therefore, because this Badrema did not put his hope and his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Caesar of Rome did, so therefore the Caesar of Rome was able to vanquish Klal Yisrael in the area of Torah Malka. And the Gemara asks a question, that why is this such a terrible thing? David Nami Amachi, this Pasuk is in Tillim, and David also said this. And the Gemara said, David Atmui Kamatama, that the way David said this Pasuk is not that he was saying that we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was actually saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have forsaken us, and therefore we won't be able to win the Muhammad because you're not going out with us to Muhammad. And the Gemara continues that what was the downfall of Badrema, all of Besakise, he went to a bathroom, also Dukurna, Shamtel Kakashe, and a snake came and he ripped out his innards and he bit him where he goes to the bathroom. V'noch Nafshe, and Badrema died. Amas, so the Caesar said, Hoyle Vesrachashli Nisa, since I see such a major nice happen for me, so I will give a reprieve to Klal Yisrael, and Hazimna Ishavkinu, that I will leave them alone this time. And that's what he did. Shavkinu V'azel, he left them alone and he left Shvar Malka. And the Gemara tells us that when Klal Yisrael saw that he left, his Daka, they jumped for joy, V'achlu V'shasu, and they made a party, they were eating and drinking, V'adliku Shragai, and they lit multiple torches, Adis Chase, Bilyoin, and it was so light that someone was able to see the signet on their signet ring, even though they were a mil away from this light. So the Caesar said, I see that the Jews are making fun of me as they think that they won the war and I was scared of them. And the Caesar came back and he waged war against Klal Yisrael in Torah Malka. And the Gemara continues, Rabasi tells us about the major war that they had, that there were 300,000 swords that were taken out against Torah Malka by the Romans, and the and they killed Klal Yisrael for 3 days and three nights. And on one side of Torah Malka, they didn't even know about this, and they were still partying and they were still dancing. And those that were getting killed did not know about the others, and those that were singing and dancing did not know about the destruction that was happening on the other side of the city. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Pasuk in Echa, Bil Hashem, Chazbar who swallowed it up, and he didn't have Rachmanis on any of the houses of Yaakov. Ki Asir Ravin Amar Bechan, Elu Shishim Ribu Ayaris, this is referring to the 600,000 cities Shehoilel Yanei HaMelech B'HaRaMelech, that Yanei HaMelech had in HaRaMelech in Torah de Malka at the time that was at its strength. The Amar Rav Yehud Amar Rav Asi Shishim Ribu Ayaris Shehoilel Yanei HaMelech B'HaRaMelech V'chol Achas V'Achas Hayu B'Kriyetz B'Yitzrayim, and each one of these cities had 600,000 people in it. Chutz Mishalosh, aside for three, Shehoilel Ben Kiflayim Kriyetz B'Yitzrayim, they had 1.2 million people that lived in it. Elu Hain, and these are the three large cities Kfar Bish, Kfar Shichlayim, and Kfar Dechrayo. And the Gemara explains Kfar Bish, why was it called the bad city? As in this city, they were so bad, they wouldn't lend out their houses to guests. Kfar Shichlayim, why was it called Kfar Shichlayim? Because they made their panasa from cress. Kfar Dechrayo, and why was it called the city of males? Because their wives all gave birth to males first. And they, when they would give birth to a female, and then they would stop having children. Ula stated, I saw the area of Tor Malka, Vafil Shisir Vasa Kani Loy Machzik, and it was such a small area that you couldn't even plant 600,000 reeds in the city. And Ula said this as a statement, and he had a question, how could this be? But he wasn't arguing on what we just stated. But Amaleah, there was a story with a Tzaduki said to Rab Chanina, and we are going over here, Min, which is Mitamidu Yeshinaitzi, Shkuri Mashkrisai, that Lemaisa, all the stories that we just said are really lies because we know how small the area of Tor Malka is. Amaleah, Rab Chanina responded back to the Min, Eretz Tzvi Ksibba, that B'negei Eretz Yisrael, it's called the land of the deer. Matzvi, in Oyer Machzikas B'sari, just like we know by a deer, if you take off the skin, then it won't be able to be put back onto the animal, as when you remove its skin, it shrivels up and it gets much smaller. So when the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah calls Eretz Yisrael by the name of Eretz Tzvi, it's telling us after Eretz Yisrael, B'zman She'yesh V'lai Revacha, when there are many people in there, then it gets larger. U'v'zman She'yesh V'lai, and when Klal Yisrael is no longer an Eretz Yisrael and they don't need the land, therefore the land shrinks and it shrivels up. And we find this concept many times B'negei Kedusha, as we find by the Shalosh Regalim that in Yerushalayim no one said Tzali U'makom Hazeh, and we also know in the Azara there were Imdin Tzvuchim U'mishtachim Revachim, and the Kadesh Kedoshim, the Makom Ha'Oyon is Einam Minamida. And the Gemara continues, Rav Menuhmi Bachilki, Rav Chilki Batuvia, Rav Huna Bachia, Havi Yosvi Gabi Adadi, they were seen together, Amri, and they said, Eikah D'Shmi Le Milsa Mikvah Sachani Shal Mitzrayim Lema, if anyone heard anything, either that they were good or that they were bad, about the city called Kvatzachanya, which was in Egypt, let them tell us the story. And the Gemara tells us, Pasuk Chavmina, one of them said, Va'oma, Maisa Ba'aris Farusasai, there was a story with a man and woman who had Kedushin, Shenishba Lebeina Ibn Chavim, that they were captured between Goyim, Vesim Zalzeh, and the Goyim forced them to get married to each other, and they wanted them to have children in order they should have Avodim and Shvachais. And Amaloy, so the wife said to the husband, Vakashimimcha, since we don't have a prop in Suyin, Atigabi, don't touch me, She'in Liksubimcha, because I don't have a Ksuba, Le Nagaba, Adyay Moisai, and the husband didn't touch her until the day he died, Uchshemes, and when he died, Amalan, she told the Satanim, Sifluzeh, you should say a major hesped about this person, Shepitba Bitsu Yasim Yasif, because he was able to control his Yetzirah more than Yasif, the Ilu Biyasif, Le Havel Chad the Shaita, Vahai Kol Yarim Vyayma, because by Yasif is only for one moment, and he had it every single day, Vilu Yasif, La Bechadamita, Vahai Bechadamita, and Yasif was not in the same bed as Ashes Poitifa, and this man lived with me in the same bed his entire life. And number three, Vilu Yasif, Lab Ishtoi, Yasif Yetzirah was to be Mizada with an Ashes Ish, who was Ashes Poitifa, Vahai Ishtoi, and this person's Yetzirah was to have relationship with his own wife. And the Gemara continues, Pasik Nidrafama, the other one said on the following story, Maisav Under Abba Maidias Bedina, there was a time where 40 measurements of Tua was able to be bought for a dina, Nechsa Shah Maidia Achas, and with one dina, you were only able to buy 39 measurements of Tua, and therefore the prices went up. Ubatku Matsu Avu Bnei Shabo Al Naibra Subyam Kapurim, and they figured out that the reason why this happened was as an Einish, because it was a father and son that had a relationship with Naibra Mirasa on Yom Kippur, Vavim Lebezdin Visaklam, and they brought those people to Bezdin, and they gave them Skila, Vichosa Shalom Kaimai, and based on the fact that they made sure to keep Chet out of this area, the price went back to its original price. And once again, we see a mile of this area that they were very careful with all the dinim, and when they had a problem, they took care of it immediately. And finally, Pascha Idich Vama, the other man, the Amma, said as follows, Maisab Adamechad, it was a story with a person, Shanasav Ena Bishtal Gasha, that he wanted to divorce his wife. However, he's a Ksubasim Ruba, she had a very large Ksuba, and he didn't want to have to pay the Ksuba. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Halach Vazimah Sishpinav, so he went and he gathered together his neighbors, and he invited them, Vechilim Vehishkan, and he gave them to eat, and he gave them to drink, Shikran, and he caused them to become Shikra, Vishchiv and Almita Achas, and he let them lie together with his wife on one bed, the Havi Lubin Be'ev, Hitl Be'neim, and he took the white of the egg, and he put it between them to make it look like it was Shechva Zerav, Hemlan Adim, and then he brought Adim, Obala Bezdin, and then he brought the Adim to Bezdin, Hayisham Zokin Echom, and Talmud Shammah Zokin, and there was a Zokin from Talmudim of Shammah Zokin, Ubala Ben Butashmai, and his name was Bil Ben Buta, Omalah, and he said to them, Kachma Kublani, Shammah Zokin, that in following Kabbalah from Shammah Zokin, that Lubin Be'ev, Soilim in the R, that if you want to test if something is the Lubin Be'ah or if it's Shechva Zerah, you could test it by putting a fire there. If the stain dries and hardens, then we know that it's the white of the egg. However, Shechva Zerah, Doichem in the R, if it would be Shechva Zerah, then it would actually be absorbed into the material and it would weaken its color because of the fire. Batku Matsu Kudvarav, and then they found out that it was actually the white of the egg, Vevilu Bezin Vilko, and because he lied to Bezin, they brought him to Bezin and they gave him Malchus Madis. And now that he saw that this woman did nothing wrong and he was just trying to hold back from paying Aksuba, Vilbrog Subasa Rimenu, so they collected the Ksuba from him and they made sure that the wife got the Ksuba. And once again, we see that in these towns, they were very careful about things that went on and they were careful to go based on the dintaya. So, if we see from all these three stories that they were tzaddikim, so my time, why did they have an Einish? And Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef responded to his Talmud Abaya, Mishum de lo yabla al Yishlayim, because they didn't show proper avilus on Yishlayim. Dechsev, as the Pasuk in Yishai said, Simchus Yishlayim v'gilu b'kolei aver, sisu atam masayis kolam misablam aler. And we see if you misabal in Yishlayim, you'll see the Simcha of Yishlayim. However, if you're not misabal in Yishlayim, it'll cause further Churban. And the Gemara continues with the third memra as to what happened at the time of Churban Abayis and at the Churban of Beita, Ashokah derispek Chor Beita, because of the side or the door of a wagon, Beita was destroyed. David Nehigi Kav Misal Nuka, as the minigan Beita was, when a young boy was born, Shasli Arza, they would plant a cedar tree, Yunukta, and when a girl was born, Shasli Tanisa, they would plant a pine tree, Vichavimitsubi, and when they got married, Kaitzlu, they would cut down the trees, Vavdu Ganna, and from the wood of these trees, they would create the chuppah, Yoim Echad, have a kacholfa, Barta the Kesa, Atba Shaka the Rispek, and at one time, the daughter of the Caesar was going by the town of Beita, and the side of a chariot broke, Katsu Arza of Ayla, so her helpers went and cut down a cedar tree, and they brought it for her, and they fixed her wagon, Asu Nafalau and Machinu, and because of that, Yidden saw this, and they went against them, and they hit them, Asu Amrle Lakesa, so they went and they told the Caesar, Mada B'chayodai, that the Jews are rebelling against you, Asu Layu, and that caused the Caesar to go against Klal Yisrael, and ultimately destroy Beita. And the Gemara continues and quotes a Pasuk in Eicha that states, Gada B'chari Af, Kol Karen Yisrael, that all the horns that the Romans blew went against Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted Klal Yisrael through his anger. Amar Bzir, Amar Avo, Amar Bechon, Elu Shmoinim Elef, Karni Mechama, Shenichlus L'Krach Beita B'shash Shal Kadu. At the time that Beita was captured, there were 80,000 horns of Mechama that came into the city. And Rashi explains, Rashi Geisus, the leaders of the army, Toike Karen, they would blow a horn, and then their groups would get together. So if there were 80,000 horns, you can imagine how many soldiers there were. The Gemara tells of the Hagabar, and they killed men, women, and children, and there was so much blood that the blood ran into the Yamagadol. And maybe you'll say that the Yamagadol was very close to Beita. The Gemara says, it was a mill away. There are two streams in Bikas Yadayim. One goes in one direction and one goes the other direction. And at that point, that two parts were water and one part was dam. That from all the blood that was spilled in Beita when all these Jews were killed, the Goyim did not have to use fertilizer and they were able to gather their produce from their vineyards for 7 years without having used fertilizer. And we continue on Daphne and Zion of Bez. There was one older person from Yerushalayim that told me, then this valley, Nebuzaradan, who was the head executioner, killed 2.1 million people. And in Yerushalayim, he killed 940,000 Jews on one stone. And Mefarshim explained, it doesn't mean that he killed them on one stone, but as we'll see in a moment, it was based on the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen, whose blood was on that one stone. And as the Gemara says, till all the blood flowed and it touched the dam of Zechariah, the Kayim Ashenema. This was a kiyum of the Pasuk Neshias that says, V'dam v'dam nago, that the blood of so many of Klal Yisrael will come into contact with the dam of Zechariah. And the Gemara continues and tells us the story of Nebuzaradan, Ashkel Adami de Zechariah, Dav Kamarasach V'solach. He saw the dam of Zechariah that was boiling hot and it was bubbling. Amalahu, my high. So he said to Klal Yisrael, what is this blood? Amulay. And they said, Dam Zvachim de Shtapach, this is the dam of our Kabonis that spilled out. I see Dami V'lay Idmu. So Nebuzaradan went and brought blood of behemoths and didn't compare, and therefore he realized that it's actually not the blood of behemoths. Amluin said to them, if you tell me what blood it is, then that's fine. We love. If not, then I will skin off all of your skin using iron rakes. And at this point, the Yidden had no choice. Amluin, they said to Nebuzaradan, my name, Lecha, what should we tell you? Nevi'ah Havabon, there was a Navi that we had, and he was giving us Musa, and we got up against him and we killed him. And as many years since his blood is over here and it still is boiling. And Rashi atop it on the brings that it was Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen's blood, Shargu Sar Yehuda b'mitzvah Yoyish k'shetach v'lo Yoyish v'yasu alaha, and the Sar Yehuda killed Zechariah ben Yehoyada in the Azara. And Gemara continues, Amalahu, son of Uzraben told Klal Yisrael, Anam Fasinle, I will cause the blood to be mefuyas and the blood to calm down. Isis Sanhedrin Gedolah v'Sanhedrin Ketana, and he brought the Sanhedrin Gedolah and the Sanhedrin Ketana, Katal Levaya v'leinach, and he killed all of them on top of the blood, and still the blood did not calm down. Bachurim Busulais, he brought young boys and young girls, and even after all of that dam got mixed up with the blood of Zechariah, the blood of Zechariah would not rest. I see Tanekish Beis Rabin, and then he brought many children from yeshivas, And once again, he killed them over the blood, and still the blood would not rest. So finally, Nebuzaradan said to Zechariah, 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 I already killed the best ones in Klai Yisrael. Do you want me to kill out all of Klai Yisrael? And finally, once Nebuzaradan said this to Zechariah, the blood rested. But he shaked a hirachuva b'daite. At that point, Nebuzaradan had a hirachuva. He said, if when Klai Yisrael killed one person and they only killed Zechariah ben Yehuda, even though he was a great person, of course, still this happened. So this person, referring to himself, if I killed so many neshamas of the best of Klai Yisrael, certainly I will get a great einish. So he ran away and he sent a shtar, which was his last will and testament, to his house, and he was megayer. And Rashi says the lashon shtar pitarta comes from lashon shtar sabah sheparik matei nechosav, as he explained and he specified exactly what should happen to all of his nechosim. And the Gemara continues, Tanu, we learned the brayso nama in ger toishav haya nama in bekerim meger toishav. And Rashi says that he didn't do avodah zarah. And as Rashi says, shlekibalov shah mitzvahs el avodah zarah shenema kliyasa oid avdecha. And we know that we always say that a ger toishav is someone who's mekabel the zayim mitzvahs bnei noach. And of course, there is a major machlekas between Rishonim regarding this point. And the Gemara continues, and as we just said, Nevuzaradim get tzedek haya, Nevuzaradim became a get tzedek, mibbei banim shel Haman lomdu Torah b'mei Brak, from the grandchildren of Haman learned Torah b'mei Brak, mibbei banim shel Sisera lomdu Tanaikis b'yishlayim, and from the grandchildren of Sisera, they taught Torah to Tanaikis in Yishlayim, mibbei banim shel Sancherev lomdu Torah b'rabim, and the grandchildren of Sancherev taught Torah b'rabim, man Inon, and who is this referring to? Shmai Bevtalion. And regarding this story with Nevuzaradim and with the blood of Zechariah ben Yehuda HaKoyin, this is what the Pasuk in Cheskel states, because of the blood that you placed on this rock, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that the dam of Zechariah would not be absorbed into the kaka, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember to take nekama for the blood of Zechariah. And Rashi says Zechisa Sela refers to Chalakas Evan, that the stone was smooth, Chalakas Shelo Yivlab Arts, and the blood of Zechariah did not get absorbed into the ground. And the Gemara continues and talks about the pasuk HaKol Kol Yaakov HaYedayim Yidei Esav, and even though we generally say HaKol Kol Yaakov is referring to Tefillah, Rashi says over here, the Gemara will explain, Kol Tzavacha, it is referring to the cries of Yaakov, Ubechi Oilim Yaakov, and cries that came up from Bnei Yisrael. And this pasuk, which was said by Yitzchak, was a nevuah that Yitzchak saw, Ma'pol Shel Beitar, the downfall of Beitar. And as the Gemara says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, Yedayim Yedei Esav, HaKol Zeh Adrayinus Kesa, this is referring to the cries of a Klai Yisrael when Adrayinus Kesa came, Shehog B'lachsani Shel Mitzrayim, Shishim Riba, Kaflayim Kedetz Mitzrayim, when he killed 1.2 million people of Klai Yisrael. And Yitzchak said a double lashon of Kol, so Kol Yaakov Zeh Adrayinus Kesa, this is referring to Adrayinus Kesa, Shehog B'krach Beitar, Abah Meiz Riboy, that he killed 4 million people. By Amilon, some say, Abbas Alpha Riboy, that he killed 40 million Jews. By Yedayim Yedei Esav, and when the pasuk says, his hands are the Yedei Esav, Zu Machas Rishar, this is referring to the Roman kingdom, Shechrivas Betenu, that destroyed the second base of Migdash, and Vesarfas Hechalenu, and they burned the Hechal, Viglisanu Mayatsenu, and they sent Klai Yisrael to Golis. Dava Acha, another pshat is, HaKol Kol Yaakov, is referring to Tefillah, as we said, Ein Lecha Tefillah, Shema Elah, Shein Ba Mizar Shel Yaakov, there's no Tefillah in the world that will work if the Tefillah doesn't have a connection to the children of Yaakov. Vayidayim Yedei Esav, Ein Lecha Melchama Shel Netzachas, there's no war that could be victorious, Shein Ba Mizar Shel Esav, and in some part is not waged by the children of Esav. And for a moment, the Gemara will now go back to the story about Kansa, and as Rashi says, Hoda Amrina Le'el, Shayidei Lashon Hara, Chorav HaBayis, that because of Lashon Hara, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'nerek Kamer Revavais, so many of Klai Yisrael were killed, V'hainad Rav Blezer, and this is where Rav Blezer says, based on the Pasuk in Iyov, B'shayt Lashon Techavei, that a person should hide himself and be nervous if people are hitting others by saying Lashon Hara with their tongues and with their mouths. And the Gemara says, B'chichuri Lashon Techavei, and the Gemara continues, Amir B'udom Rav, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk mean until him when the Prophet Mel says, Al Naris Pavel, Shom Mishabdu, Gam Bechino, B'zachrino Sinan, and Rav explains, Min Lam Heit Sharoa, Kosh Baruch Hu, David, Chubin Bayis Rishon, V'chubin Bayis Sheni, that this teaches us that David HaMelech saw the Chubin of the first Bayis and the second Bayis, even though both of them was not built yet in the time of David. Chubin Bayis Rishon, Shinema, Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yishavnu, Gam Mechinu, and of course, Bavel was the one who destroyed the first Bayis HaMidosh, and Bayis Sheni, the Chsiv, and the end of the Pasuk says, Zechor Hashem, Levnei Edom, Mesiyam Yishlaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should recall the day that Edom was the greatest in the world, as at that point, Edom was at the pinnacle, Esiyam Yishlaim, on the day that they caused the Chorban of Yishlaim, and Ha'imrim, Aru Aru Adi Yisayba, and they say about it that we uprooted completely the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Lashon of Aru Aru, some explain, that's referring to Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, but the Maisa we see the Lashon of Edom regarding the Churban of Yishlaim, and we know that Edom was the one who destroyed Bayis Sheni as the Romans of Bnei Esav. And the Gemara continues with the story of Amar B'Yudah Meshmul V'Tamer Ami V'Ami Lo, and some say Masis Tana, this was actually taught in a brisa, Maisib Dal Mesi, a lot of Ladis, Shinishba Lakaloin, that was a story with 400 young boys and young girls that were captured in order to take them in captivity and sell them as slaves, the boys for Mishkav Zacha, and the girls to become Palakshim, Hagisha Ba'atzman, Lamanim and Smakshin, and they realized why they were being taken. And Amru, and they all wondered in Taibim Biyam, if we will drown ourselves in the sea and we will commit suicide on Ubayl Khailan Ba, will we have a place in Ilan Ba, Darishlan Agadosh Ben? So all this amongst them said the following Pasik and Tilim, Amma Hashem, Bashin Oshiv, Oshim Mitsulas Yam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll return you from Bashin, I'll return you from the depths of the sea. And the oldest among them, Dashim, Mi Bashin Oshiv, and the Lashim Mi Bashin is like Bain Shine Aryeh, between the teeth of Aryeh, and even if you're captured by the Goyim, I will still bring you to Ilan Ba, and Oshim Mitsulas Yam, Elu Shetayim Biyam. This is referring to even those that jump into the sea and they commit suicide. And Kibin Shashami Ladiskach, once the girls heard this, Kafzu Kulam, Benaflu Techiyam, they all jumped into the yam and they fell into the yam and they died. And Nasu Yiladim Kavachayim Ba'atzman, so the young boys also made a Kavachayim regarding themselves. Amr, they said, Ma'alol Shadakim Makach, that if young girls, that is the Derech, to actually have people who Mizana with them and they still jumped into the yam, Kach, that they did so and they will go to Ilan Ba, Anu Shein Da'akinu Lakach, so we, that is not the Derech for us to have Mishkav Zacha, Alachas Kamakama, certainly we should be Maisin Nefesh and we should jump into the sea and we should be Ma'abed Atzmein Ladas. And the Gemara tells us, Afheim Kavsul Techayam, they also jumped into the sea, Valema Kasvayma, and it's regarding them that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kelecha Ragnu Kol Yayim, Nachshavnu Kitzayin Tifcha, that these children that killed themselves for an entire day, they were considered like pure Karbonis. And the Gemara continues, when the Pasuk says, Kelecha Ragnu Kol Yayim, Nachshavnu Kitzayin Tifcha, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zu Isha Vishiva Bnea, this is referring to a woman and her seven children, Asdul Kamal Kameda Kesa, and they brought her oldest child in front of the Caesar, Amulei, and the Caesar said to him, Palachla Vidiskavim, bow down to Avedizara, Amulhu, and he said to the Caesar, Kosmeteria, the Torah says, Anecha Shamal Kecha, and therefore I won't bow down. Afkuva Katlu, they took the child out and they killed him. Second one, Vasula Idach Lakamedi Sehisa, Amulei, they said to him, Plachla Vidiskavim, Amulhu, and he said, Kosmeteria, Leilacha Lehimachir Malpanai, Afkuva Katlu, they killed the second child, Asula Idach, they brought the third child, Amulei, Plachla Vidiskavim, and Amulhu, and he said to them, Kosmeteria, says in the Pasig, Zebech Lalehim Yecharam, built it Lashem Lavade, Afkuva Katlu, and they took him out and they killed the third child, Asula Idach, they brought the fourth child, Amulei, Plachla Vidiskavim, and Amulhu, and he said to them, And once again, Afkuva Kathlua, they killed the fourth child. Asula Idach, they brought the fifth child. Amulei, Plachla Vidiskavim, Amulhu, Kosmeteria, he brought a fifth Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. And Afkuva Kathlua, and they killed the fifth child. Asula Idach, they brought the sixth child. Once again, Amulei, Plachla Vidiskavim, Amulhu, and the sixth child said, Kosmeteria, Vidata Yam, Veshavesel Vechad, Kashem Hu Alkim, Bashmai Mal, Balos Betachas, Enoid. Afkuva Kathlua, and they killed the sixth child. Asula Idach, they finally brought the seventh child. Amulei, and he said to him, Plachla Vidiskavim, Amulhu, and he said to them, Kosmeteria, this is the seventh Pasuk that says, It's Hashem, Mata Yoim, Lias Lachol Elohim, Volalechas Bidrach, Vlishmachukov, Mitzvah, Mishbotov, Lishmaya Bekoiloi, Vashem, and Mircha Yoim, Lias Loilam, Skula, Kashadi Balach, Vlishmachol Mitzvah. And we know that we promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we miyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the same that he was miyachid Klal Yisrael to him. And the seventh child said, Kvad Nishbana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we already swore to Hashem, She'enon Mavir Yisrael Be'ilacha, Vafu Nishbala No She'im Avo Yisrael Bu Uma Acheres, that we have reciprocal promise that we won't switch him for another God, and he won't switch us with another Uma. So the Caesar finally said, I don't want to kill you in front of your mother. I don't want to kill the seventh child. So I'm going to throw down my signet ring. You should bend down and pick it up. In order that I should save face and I won't be embarrassed, as people will think that you actually accepted upon yourself the ruling of the king. And Amalei, so this child said, woe is to you, the Caesar. Woe is to you, the Caesar. If you're so concerned about your own covet, so certainly I have to worry about the covet of Kodesh Baruch. And they took the seventh child out to kill him. Armulhu Ime, so his mother said to them, Yavu Nele, give him my child, and let me at least kiss him for a moment. And it seems that they are Gersus that she actually was able to speak to all of them at this time. And Armulahen, and she said to them, Bonai, my children, Luchuva Armulah Avram Vichem, go and tell your father Avram, Ata Akatam Mizbechachod, that you only brought one Akida and you only brought Yitzchak onto the Mizbech, and you actually didn't have to kill him. Vani Akati Shivim Mizbechais, and I brought seven Mizbechais. And I brought seven of my children for a korban for Hashem. And the Gemara tells us, Afhi also gag v'naflo umesa, that she also went up to the rooftop and she jumped off the rooftop and she died. Yotze baskel v'amra, and a baskel came out and said, Ema banim smecho, that the pasuk in Tehillim in Halal that says that the mother of the children will be happy. And we just brought two different stories regarding the pasuk in Tehillim of Kelecha ragu kol yoyim nechshavik and tzayin tifcha. We saw the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel v'itim Rabbi, and we also saw the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi amah, Z zu milo shenir b'shmini. This pasuk referring to milo, which is given on the eighth day, and as Rashi explains, haragnu kol yaim dezimnu demayis. Since based on the mitzvah of milo, some children do die. Therefore, the pasuk haragnu kol yaim is relevant to milo. Rabbi Shimon lokashama ilu tamin chum shemar hilchashchita batman. This is referring to those tamin chum that show hilchashchita on their own body. The amrava kol milo lechse inish b'nafshei. That a person is allowed to show anything on himself, and he could demonstrate b'hamishchita sar b'shchita v'dava acha, and one shouldn't show how tzuras works on a person's body. And Rashi says, "Ba'mishchita shemi yitpredim begreinoi," because maybe he'll actually kill himself by holding the knife against his throat. Davaacha tzuras umaris negoyim pnei shemesuk and likbeitz alav, as it could be catchy and he could receive the tzuras and the negoyim. Rashi seems to be learning that there's an actual danger over here, and this is not just based on the memra of avtiftach pelisatin. Finally, the Gemara brings another memra that the pasuk of kilecha ragnu kol yoyim rav nachma yitzuk ama il tamid chavim shem misin atzmal divrei Torah k'rav shem malakish, just like the memra of shem malakish. The Amr of Shem Alokesh ain't divrei Torah miskayimim, that the words of Torah are not mekuyim in a person. El mimi shemezim mitzatzmai lehem shenema zeisat Torah adam kiyamis boil, that the only way to be mekabel Torah is if a person is meis nefesh for learning Torah. And I am in the second Taisus of Amid, where Taisus is kafzu kulam and not l'teichayam, that how could they commit suicide even though they were about to do potentially an avera if mutiv shiflenem mishinasna val yachbel batzmai, that we have a gemara mesechta avodah zarah that's better that Kadosh Baruch Hu should take a person's shama and a person should not cause damage to himself. However, Taisa says, over here they were scared of Yisurin, as the Gemara Masechta Ksuba says, that if they would have tortured Chananim Mishal V'Zayir, then they would have bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. Over here, since they needed them for Znus, certainly they would have tortured them, and they wouldn't have killed them, and we will stop over here.